that.
Times Square gets even crazier in the summer. So to have the courage and the vision to say, let's create a moment to just chill. People oftentimes think that yoga is more something that you find in Los Angeles or San Francisco. And what's amazing is there's such a thriving yoga community here, as is purely shown by the fact that already today we've had over 2,000 people show up to practice yoga in the tourist attraction center of the universe, Times Square.
Please lift your right leg up, interlock your 10 fingers, thumbs included in the grip. Grab your leg 2 inches below the knee on the shin, which is the front part of your leg.
We organize the New Year's Eve celebration, which is derivative of the winter solstice. This is a different kind of event, not crazy and loud, but calm and grounding.
Tuck the belly in nice and tight, stretch the elbows up more, and then exhale, say ha.
We're celebrating the sun, and we're celebrating the first day of summer, and it's still that exciting feeling. Maybe not like New Year's Eve, but absolutely awesome.
I have practiced yoga in many, many places, but so far this is the most amazing feeling you could ever imagine and have. To be in the busiest of all cities in the world, it's breathtaking.
There's people going by, there's tour buses going by, people taking pictures of us, people yelling.
It's easy to be calm in the middle of a beautiful natural environment. It's much harder in the middle of busy urban lives to stay sane, to stay grounded, and to nurture ourselves. So if they can do it here, they, as we say, they can do it anywhere.
Anybody can find peace at the top of a mountain, but to find real peace in the middle of Times Square, in the middle of all of that, that's when you really know that you're centered and you can find peace.